The doctors at Aspen Valley Pediatrics say they're the only physicians in Aspen who see patients with Medicaid. That's according to Dr. William Mitchell, who has practiced medicine in the Valley for nearly 30 years. Mitchell told his story but didn't want us to use his voice. He says his clinic sees about half the patients with Medicaid in Aspen and Basalt. Mitchell says he does it because he's a do-gooder, not to make money. In fact, he says it's a bad business decision. Typically, when Mitchell sees a patient with Medicaid, his office will be reimbursed around $35. If he cares for a patient with private insurance, reimbursement is usually between $120 and $150.
Having health insurance doesn't mean you're going to have access to care.
Nan Sundin heads up Pitkin County's Health and Human Services Department. Her office is preparing to help people sign up for insurance.
So we may insure a whole bunch of people, but if the medical community doesn't find a way to take Medicaid and take these insurances, it's not really going to matter. We're going to still have the same issue where people have to go far away to get the medical care they need.
About 800,000 people in Colorado don't have insurance, so over the next year, many may enroll in Medicaid. By 2016, the Colorado Health Institute estimates about 146,000 uninsured people will qualify for Medicaid. In Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties, an estimated 3,500 people will go from living without insurance to depending on Medicaid. So where will those people go for care? Many will likely head to Mountain Family Health Centers. Ross Brooks is CEO for the organization, which operates clinics in Basalt, Glenwood Springs, and Rifle.
I come at it from a little bit of a different perspective. I actually think that a lot of individuals who get health insurance will have access to health care through Mountain Family Health Centers, my organization. And that's because we accept all patients agnostic to their insurance status, agnostic to their income, and agnostic to whatever their healthcare needs are.
The clinics are preparing to serve more patients over the next 10 years, partly because of the Medicaid expansion, which is set to roll out on January 1st. Brooks says they will also see more revenue.
We typically get reimbursed better when somebody has health insurance than when they don't have health insurance. So some reimbursement is typically better than little to no reimbursement.
Federally qualified health centers like Mountain Family receive federal dollars, and the Affordable Care Act pumped even more money into them so they would be able to serve the country's newly insured. Conversely, private doctors' offices don't receive this kind of funding, so even as healthcare reform moves forward, the problem of access to care will likely remain.
You know, in a rural area like ours, physicians are hard-pressed, I guess you'd say, just to make a decent living for most of them.
John Sarpa is interim CEO at Aspen Valley Hospital.
Because we have so few people, low volumes is a huge challenge in this setting for all of us, and physicians included. And what that means, if you have a particular practice, you have to be very careful on making sure that not only are you providing really good care for your patients, but also that you have a decent business, and that means you have to watch how you get reimbursed.
He says physicians have to pick and choose who they serve, balancing patients with low-dollar reimbursements with higher-rate ones. An increased number of Medicaid patients impacts the hospital, too. Right now, Aspen Valley Hospital depends heavily on patients with private insurance plans or those who pay cash. Sarpa says he thinks that may change.
Generally, we are expecting to have lower reimbursements. We are expecting our revenues, therefore, to go down. By how much, we don't know. We're trying to think through that now.
Revenues could go down, he says, if reimbursement rates go down, whether due to more people on Medicaid or the result of increased competition among insurance carriers. The new exchange will put more and usually lower-priced plans on the market. Dr. William Mitchell at Aspen Valley Pediatrics says he understands why so many doctors in the Aspen area don't take Medicaid patients. Rent and employee salaries cost more here than, say, Denver, and reimbursements from private insurance plans pay those costs. When the Medicaid expansion rolls out next year, Mitchell says his practice won't take more patients initially. He says he likes to do good, but he also needs to make a living. Marcy Grivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.